Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The January 6th Commission is recommending former Trump aide Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino face contempt of Congress proceedings for failing to cooperate with subpoenas. This is the fourth time the panel has made such a recommendation. Those not complying are complaining this is nothing more than a witch hunt. Representatives from Russia and Ukraine will meet this week for a new round of talks aimed at ending the war. Ukraine said the two sides would meet in Turkey today. The Ukrainian military claims Russia had withdrawn troops that were surrounding the capital of Kyiv after suffering significant losses. President Biden has denied he is calling for regime change in Russia after making this ad-lib statement in Poland over the weekend.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
In a breakthrough moment at the Oscars last night, streaming service Apple TV show Coda won 3 Oscars, including Best Writing. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Actor Sean Penn, visiting Ukraine to help before and during the Russian invasion, tells CNN he has a lot of admiration towards Ukraine President Zelensky.
But it was clear I was in the presence of something, and again, I think reflected of so many Ukrainians, that was new. That was new to the modern world in terms of courage and dignity and love that comes out of the man, and the way he has unified that country. And I think Mr. Putin certainly added to paving the way to that.
The Oscars last night will be remembered when Will Smith jumped on stage after comedian Chris Rock joked about his wife's hair, smacking him, then cursing at the comedian from his seat.
Oh, Richard! Oh, wow!
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hours after Zelensky posted the 90-minute interview in which he spoke Russian to his Telegram channel, Russia's government issued a statement warning Russian news outlets about the necessity of refraining from publishing Zelensky's 90-minute interview. Zelensky later said Russian leaders are frightened of the truth about the invasion. When the Biden administration canceled the Keystone Pipeline, America's energy independence fell to the wayside, making room for the highest prices for fuel in American history. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax yesterday.
This is just common sense. They have energy illiteracy, or they're deliberately covering this up because they're trying to appeal to the far left in their push for green energy over everything. Elimination of fossil fuels. I come from New York. This is where Ground Zero is. Where this energy illiteracy, this no fossil fuel involved in any of our future energy, when we should have an all-of-the-above approach, as we have almost 60 or 70% of our energy grid fueled by fossil fuels right now. And who's building new coal plants? China. Remember, they're still in the Paris Accords. India, relying on fossil fuels. And this whole war was, I think, possibly and probably somewhat this whole war in Ukraine, instigated by Putin because he was able to successfully use propaganda to move Europe and the United States away from fossil fuels to directly into his war chest, which is energy and the use of fossil fuels to leverage his power over Europe and the United States and the world.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jared Knott joining us. He's the author of Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Changed the World Forever. Jared, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. It's an honor. I appreciate it very much.
Well, the honors is ours. Jared, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, he's a decorated combat infantry officer in Vietnam in the 1st Air Cavalry Division. And we thank you and cannot thank you enough, Jared, for your service and for all our military who listen to the show. All honor to everyone who has served this country and defended our Constitution. Jared, I want to talk about what's happening in Russia and with Ukraine. You've got some interesting perspective there, but before we do, if it's okay, let's talk about tiny blunders, because we've been talking about this in the last couple of weeks, that when you go back and you look at the historic timeline of any of the wars, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam that you were in, I was in Vietnam. I was in the Marine Corps during the era, but I stayed stateside. Of all things, wouldn't you know, Jared, I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton out of Oceanside, California. So that was my gig for a couple of years. I wasn't there dodging bullets and anything like my brother who was in the Army that was there.
But you had some tough duty. Sound like you had some tough duty.
Well, I'll tell you, the toughest part of it was because I was in the public relations department, so I saw things that I'll never be able to get out of my mind, and that was, the tragedy, the loss, the human, you know, abuses that we saw pictures of, and those are very, very powerful, you know, and those will always be with me, to think that humans are capable of this kind of abuse toward a fellow human being and evil. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, exactly. But Jared, so the point being is that in talking about the historic timelines, even like where we are right now, there were things that there were missed points when peace could have been achieved before Putin, going to war. The signs were there. I don't know, who was asleep on the job, if they were purposely asleep on the job, because we have all kinds of forces. We know that even in our country, as there are in other countries, it's the old business axiom. You get, you get rewarded, and you get paid for, those things that you promote. And there are clearly entities within, and that Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex,
that
wants nothing but war, because that's what they get rewarded for, right?
Yes, there's a kind of a fine line that every leader of a country has to follow. You can be too aggressive, get involved in wars that should never have taken place, and I would offer the opinion my personal opinion, I think the war in Vietnam could have been avoided. I think the war in Iraq could have been avoided. But there's also the other side of it. If you're too weak, you invite aggression. The great World War II, the 1930s leading up to World War II, General Marshall was very concerned about the lack of preparation that we had for the threat that was gathering in Europe. And he had the great quotation that we were carrying the treasure and freedom of the United States, of this great nation, in a paper bag. We were doing too little for a military buildup. If we'd had a more powerful buildup, we'd taken maybe, I don't know, 20% of what was spent on World War II and put that in a peacetime buildup. There's a very serious possibility that the Japanese would never have dared to attack us. It's very possible that Germany would not have ventured into the war that it did, because no one starts a war expecting to lose it. So that you could be too far one way and too far the other. Eisenhower, by the way, also blamed Truman for the Korean War. He said he allowed the spending to get too low, and also through Dean Acheson we communicated that we might not necessarily be defending South Korea in case it was attacked as a controversial situation, but it was kind of weakness offered up to the North Koreans, and they took advantage of it and an attack. Of course, it was not successful as they had hoped, but we might have prevented those wars with a major military buildup streak of a peace through strength.
Exactly.
Lessons of history are oftentimes repeated. You can see something that's happening now, and you can find parallels for it going back over the last 50 or 100 years. One, going into a little bit different subject, they talked about, and this is very unusual, they talked about the Russian troops are in rising up to some extent in some mutiny. There was a Russian general that was run over by a tank from his soldiers, unhappy with the war. They're calling it an S to show, extremely unhappy about not enough food, not enough fuel. Very frustrated on the battlefield, being defeated on the battlefield, and that's the kind of ripe environment for an insurgency or rebellion or mutiny to take place, and apparently it is taking place, at least in some of the units of the Russian army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard about that early on, and again, with all the misinformation that's coming out on both sides, Jared, as you can imagine, it's like, who do you believe? I mean, all sides. I mean, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Russia, America has its own narrative that's going on, you know, talking about, chemical warfare. I mean, this smacks of Iraq all over again and weapons of mass destruction, right?
Yes, that's correct. And of course, this situation is, especially sensitive. Russia has more nuclear weapons than any other nation. They have, I think, it's about six thousand nuclear weapons. The United States, of course, has very sophisticated nuclear weapons as well. And you have a person in charge of a country who may be somewhat unstable. Maybe a desperate, kind of like a cornered animal, does not want to admit defeat. And that's what they're concerned about this last couple of days. President Biden's comment about he wants to remove Putin as the leader of Russia, then they walked that back because it's such an unstable and desperate the situation that he's facing. It's not out of the realm of possibility he might use tactical or nuclear weapons in Ukraine just to flip the situation around. Very sensitive, delicate situation. The world has not been this close to a nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s.
Mm-hmm. Well, previously, Jared, he had said he encouraged the people locally, which they were already demonstrating. I think it's been estimated something like 20,000 Russians have been incarcerated, and they're facing up to 20 years in life, including one reporter who was behind another reporter during a popular TV show and with a sign and even saying that this is all propaganda, don't believe them. So, no doubt the Russian people themselves are already naturally revolting. But you don't need a president of the United States trying to add fuel to that fire. You got to kind of let that breathe out, because at that point you start intervening in Russia's personal business. So you have that said, and then, as if that's not enough, then you call for regime change, and it's like, what are you doing here? And even I think there was also language of assassination Well, you go, well, when was the last time we heard of, you know, threats of an assassination of another president? Then it was our president who got assassinated. I don't think that's very smart. Just saying.
No, you know, that was it's a delicate situation. You don't want to be smoking cigars in an arsenal. And you're dealing with, like I said, an unstable person. You don't want to be saying, well, yeah, we want you to be assassinated, or he didn't say that, or we want you to be removed.
That's exactly. We got more from Jared after this. Stay with us.
Works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
And independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Jared Knott continues with us, the decorated combat infantry officer in Vietnam in the 1st Cavalry, Air Cavalry Division, also author of a new book, Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Changed the World Forever. this is what's so crazy about war. You know, Jared, it doesn't take much. I mean, one tiny mistake, a miscommunication, some loose rhetoric, and next thing you know, you got more than you can handle, right?
Exactly right. Well, we're kind of on the edge of a cliff here. Like we talked about before the break, dealing with an unstable personality who is feels like a wounded, cornered animal. You have to be very careful what you say and how you deal with that situation. Now, by the way, it's talking about my book. there are some parallels. World War II, the German generals very much wanted to, a large group of them wanted to assassinate Hitler, who had taken a lot of precautions to protect himself, and they came within an ace of assassinating Hitler back in 1944. They were able to, by the way, Hitler, cunning monster that he was, he said the reason why so many assassination attempts are successful is that the assassins know where their target will be at a particular time and a particular place. So he was very careful to be very erratic in his schedule. He kept a very disorganized schedule. No one knew where he was going to be at a particular time and a particular place. But they were able to draw him, the generals, to Russia for a major review of strategy. And then on the way back, they put a gift box of what was supposed to be liquor on his plane, supposed to go to another general back in Berlin, but it was actually a bomb. And they pull the trigger on the bomb, put it aboard the plane. The plane takes off. It's supposed to blow up 45 minutes later. You can imagine the tension walking back and forth, waiting to hear what might have happened. But the plane landed 3 or 4 hours later without incident. They finally were able to get the box back. No one opened it, fortunately, because no, if somebody had seen the bomb, they would have been in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But the triggering device had failed to function. A little device, like 3.5-4 inches long, failed to function properly, and if it had functioned properly, like it was tested to do, Hitler would have been killed in 1944. The map of Europe would have been very different. The war would have ended a year earlier, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, I'm sure Mr. Putin, like Stalin, has done making all kinds of precautions to protect himself against possible assassinations and people that get close to him, et cetera, et cetera. So assassination would be a very difficult thing, but I can promise you there are many people in the Russian military that would like to do exactly that.
Exactly. Well, Herb Stern, in his book, Sins of a Father, had noted that there was also there was all kinds of assassination plots, as you referenced, to kill Adolf Hitler. And there was one in the works right before the invasion of Poland. But it was Neville Chamberlain that kind of turned that around, because he went in and pretty much just gave the A-OK for Hitler to go ahead and invade Poland, thinking if he gave him Poland, that would be enough. And so when that was authorized, you know, by the United Kingdom, well, then that squashed that assassination attempt. So then it was like, okay, now to plan B, C, D, E, and F. And they went on and on. Interestingly enough, with all these assassination attempts, none were successful. The other thing I wanted to bring up was that, you know, as you mentioned, this rhetoric that's flying around targeted towards Putin and putting him into the corner. I don't think it helps when our president says that Putin should be charged for, you know, he's a criminal and he should be charged for war crimes. That just puts him deeper into the corner, doesn't it?
I think so. Now that, I guess that could be, quote-unquote, semi-acceptable because he's killing children, killing civilians, bombing apartment buildings and hospitals and schools and theaters and so on and so forth. But when he took the extra step of saying he should be removed from government, removed from his position, it's close to a comes close to being a declaration of war, and I'm sure Mr. Putin took it very personally. But so you have to be very careful, as you said before, in dealing with an unstable personality who's cornered and desperate. He has nuclear weapons on one hand, which he could use to bring devastation to Ukraine. So we have to be very careful not going too far. If he didn't have the nuclear weapons, it'd be a whole different situation, but he very much has it, so we have to be careful. We can't push it too far. So there's criticism all around the world for President Biden's remarks. It was clearly not well thought out. It was an off-the-cuff remark, and I think he wishes he had that one back.
Well, and the White House wishes, because they've been cleaning up after him. In fact, there was a recent editorial saying that the president shouldn't talk at all. You know, go there, be a figure. You're not really, the Constitution doesn't say that you're supposed to give any speeches, and maybe it's wise if you just don't say anything. So between he and the vice president, the two of them are rather reckless with the language. Meanwhile, as you noted, President Zelensky has been evoking the Holocaust. Ukrainian civilians are being deported to Russia in what you describe as a Nazi-like purge.
Yes, it is. It's a strange, it's such an ugly, ugly situation. Like you say, people being kidnapped, may disappear, we never see them again. Many civilians being killed, murdered children being killed. There was 10 people standing in a bread line. They were just gunned down. Horrible, horrible atrocities taking place. Mr. Putin clearly, even before this, when he was barrel bombing civilians in Syria, is guilty of war crimes. So it's an ugly situation, but what do you do? The big weakness to the Soviet system is that not so much that they were communist or semi-communist or however you define them now. The big weakness is that all the power is rested with just one single individual. There is not a committee. There is not a chief of staff or four or five people that can balance out his inclinations. He has all the power, and he has 5,000-plus nuclear weapons, a very, very dangerous situation. So, but the good news, if you want to call it that, is the apparently the mutinies that are taking place to some extent with the Russian army. It's not completely the entire army, but there is a huge amount of resistance within the army itself. There's, by the way, it's not, I have a chapter in my book, it's entitled The Military Punishment, and it talks about, that's again, a fairly common situation throughout history. World War One, there were major mutinies with the French army, taking horrible casualties in these very bloody battles, and at one point the entire French army rose up in mutiny and they had to sit down and negotiate with the soldiers themselves to finally get them to go back and fighting a Russian army. By the way, an interesting parallel, they were getting beaten badly at the beginning of World War One, and they rose up in rebellion, which led to the deposing of the Tsar. So that mutiny led to a change in government. By the way, after Afghanistan, the Russians, there was a change of government as a result of the disappointment, the humiliation that Russia went through with Afghanistan. So it's possible, maybe, that something like that might happen. But however, I suspect, and my personal guess is that Mr. Putin got himself very well insulated against any kind of uprising within the military.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jared, as an experienced combat infantry officer, what it seems to be coming down to is you're going to have, this really opens the stage for guerrilla warfare, doesn't it? I mean, as far as the Ukrainians, I mean, how do you fight back? I mean, this is David versus Goliath. And, you know, you saw the Ukrainian civilians putting together Molotov cocktails, you know, going up against, you know, tanks and the firepower that Russia brings with this powerful military force. They may be all stretched out, and there could be, you know, obviously there must be some weaknesses there because they're not going through Ukraine in a couple of days as they expected. I mean, we're over 30 days and counting now, right?
Yes, they have yet to occupy, conquer, and or occupy one single city in Ukraine. They're at the outskirts, they're trying to encircle, but they have failed on the ground in almost every case. In fact, the Ukrainians, very much to their credit, are taking back some of the territory that the Russians have taken. So on the ground, the Russians are getting beaten, the Russian soldiers don't want to be there, they were lied to, told they're going to be attacking Nazis to prevent some kind of a Holocaust situation. They get there, the civilians coming out telling them to go home, we don't want you here. So they're losing there, and that is the only thing Putin can do is use his missiles and his artillery against attacking civilians.
To force his will.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, Jared, we got to leave it there. Jared Knott, thank you for coming on. His book will be linked on our website.
Business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you.
good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The January 6th Commission is recommending former Trump aide Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino face contempt of Congress proceedings for failing to cooperate with subpoenas. This is the fourth time the panel has made such a recommendation. Those not complying are complaining this is nothing more than a witch hunt. Representatives from Russia and Ukraine will meet this week for a new round of talks aimed at ending the war. Ukraine said the two sides would meet in Turkey today. The Ukrainian military claims Russia had withdrawn troops that were surrounding the capital of Kyiv after suffering significant losses. President Biden has denied he is calling for regime change in Russia after making this ad-lib statement in Poland over the weekend.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain powerful.
In a breakthrough moment at the Oscars last night, streaming service Apple TV show Coda won three Oscars, including Best Writing. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Denise Pass joins us now. She has a new book, Make Up Your Mind, Unlock Your Thoughts, Transform Your Life. The CCM artist and speaker, podcaster, and worship leader explains having a healthy mindset is key to a victorious life. Denise, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on your career, and God is moving you to write books. I mean, who would have thought, right?
Oh, I know. You know, I think that writing has been just so therapeutic and helpful for me, just to process God's word and to try to be able to take what He has shown me to help comfort others, too.
Well, so why Make Up Your Mind? Why this book?
You know, I think being in ministry, you can ask anyone who serves in ministry, you do see the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you see how much, for me, I saw how much mindsets would just hinder people's walk with God. It would hinder their joy. They'd be stuck in these negative mindsets of this false narrative played out in their mind. And, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. And so I would see this. I would see it was like a self, you know, fulfilling prophecy. People would say, I'm depressed. There's no help for me. Or I'm this. And that's just not what God's word says. And so the negative mindsets get encamped within us when we believe our word over God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so much the crux of the matter.
And it's frustrating for leaders and people that really want to, you know, help sincerely. When somebody comes to you and says, I'm depressed and nothing can help me. Well, you're right. You know, you're right. Nothing can help you because you've determined it to be. Because you're a free will agent, and if you're not going to acknowledge God and even follow a prescription that the Bible is real clear that you can follow, oh, by the way, well, then, okay, then, you know, why are we wasting time here?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds kind of bratty. I get that. And I imagine that probably sometimes, you know, ministry leaders get to that point to say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go deal with somebody else that I can help who's even a little bit more open to, you know, to healing. Because, you know, that's the thing. Even when Jesus healed people, what did he tell them? He says, go walk forth in your healing. And why would Jesus tell him
well.
To go? Yeah. Yeah. Why would Jesus tell you to go forth and walk in your healing? It's because our natural inclination is because we're real comfortable being depressed and being a pain, you know, and we kind of like that. You know, we like being out there with our begging cups because that's our way of making a living. That's how we thought this is our lot in life. And we have our beggar clothes and our begging cups. And that's our comfort zone. Right.
Well, I think that there's also another way to look at this, though. I see people struggling with negative mindsets with a real huge dose of compassion because they're deceived. We all get deceived. And so ultimately, these negative mindsets are unbelief. People are believing what their mind is saying. That's unbelief of God's word. And if they're willing to see it, and so that's where our job, ministry leaders or anyone, you know, you love in your life that you see their trap, is to try to help them to recognize the negative mindset at play. And that's what Make Up Your Mind does. We go through 10 core negative mindsets, looking at the triggers that lead into it, the tips that lead out. But hopefully also, the part I love the most was where I led us to this, the mind of Christ. How did Christ handle that mindset?
Exactly.
Because Scripture says we have the mind of Christ, but we're not operating in it. And that's what I'm trying to get people to see, is repent. Repentance opens the door. Repent of your unbelief daily. Daily we have it because... You know?
Exactly.
Sorry.
No. It's fine. And the reason, I mean, what you're bringing up here is so important here because even as, you know, as leaders, you know, we're also warned not to cast pearls before swine. And that's really hard. I remember the first time I heard that. I thought, oh, gosh, that's a little heartless, you know. But, again, you know, even as a ministry leader, you've got to go to God and say, okay, God, where is it? I mean, Jesus found himself in situations in his own, you know, his own home, his own neighborhood, where he grew up. He said he couldn't perform a lot of miracles because of their unbelief, right? And so sometimes you get people, it's almost like you want to ask them these qualifying statements about, you know, where is your biblical worldview? Where are you right now? And do you really want to be freed? Because Jesus himself said he came to liberate the captives. Well, you're being held captive by a mindset. Can you see that? But if you can't get acknowledgement, if we can't get to the first step of that, you know, okay, I mean, first of all, you know you're in trouble because you're talking to me and you got problems. Okay, do you want to be healed?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people simply just, you know, like I said, they're comfortable with their beggar cups. You know, that's their life. They're comfortable with that. But it's like, do you really...
said something really critical, too, because, you know, why are you here? That is how I started chapter one. It's called Why Am I Here? And it explores how Elijah, who also had a negative mindset shift, huge. You know, he knew about Jezebel's threats, and he stood in the face of it boldly. You know, 400 minds, all the minds, it says in Scripture, were changed. All the minds.
Yes.
And then right after that, Elijah's was, too. Because Jezebel threatened him again, and it got personal. And he fled. And so in that place, God asked him twice, why are you here?
Right.
God knew why he was there. He knew where he was. He was trying to get him to think higher. Really, think higher. If I've done all these things for you, do you think I'm going to just let you just go now?
Yeah.
But we don't ask ourselves that question. That's what we need to drill down and ask. Why am I right now in a victim mindset and a scarcity mindset? Recognizing what it is. And you know, really, I don't agree with like, oh, you have to put on a growth mindset. No, this is different. This is putting on and walking in the Spirit. It's walking in the mind of Christ. And it's only for believers. You know,
exactly.
And this is the hard thing. You know, in the world, that's where it's like, okay, you first got to understand your need of God, the situation you're in. And, hey, I've had really difficult situations in my life, a lot of them. And a lot of times we can feel so much shame in that place. My last book was Shame Off You, and how that can impact your mindset as well. But we get to choose. We do get to choose what we think on. We just abdicate that and give ourselves over, and we don't have to do that. We have the mind of Christ in Christ.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, as you get through the process, and we've all gone through it, Denise, you know, and
yeah.
we have learned benchmarks along the way. And, you know, we you know, if you have to, you go back to the cross. And you get re-energized and you remember all that Jesus did for us, you know, to liberate us, you know, from the fear of sin and death once and for all when he said he was finished. I mean, this was the perfect sacrifice. I mean, do you acknowledge it? Do you really believe in that? Or do you want to believe more in the fact that you're just a regular human being that makes mistakes? And even though, you know, like Paul says, the things I don't want to do, I do. The things I don't, you know, I do, you know, it's just so confounding. But that's our humanity. And if we weren't that way, then Jesus would have been unnecessary, right?
Yes. And the making of a mindset is subtle. You know, we're indoctrinated all of our days. And so we need a mindset reset daily. It's not just a good girl or good guy thing to do to read our scripture, because we drift daily. And, you know, I think of Matthew 16:23. I was just studying that passage this whole past 8 weeks in one of my courses at Liberty University. But it's this really interesting place where Peter rebukes Christ, who said he's about
yes.
to be crucified. Peter thinks he's doing the right thing. No, I'm not going to let that. No one's touching you. No. And get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the mm-hmm. things of man. And that is the whole crux of it again, is we set our lives on our purpose, walking in the flesh. We don't set it on God's purposes. And so I have so many instances in my life, hospitalized, about to die of COVID. God, use me here. I'm on mission. You know, hospitalized again with pneumonia another time. In court, different things. It isn't about me.
Exactly.
So,
got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from Denise after this. Stay with us.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, can you see it? You know, this is kind of like what we're talking about. You know, why are you here? Can you see it? You know, you think about Abraham. Abraham's going up the mountain to sacrifice his son and thinking, okay, I'm being obedient to God. He's not seeing the ram in the thicket. And Denise, I'll tell you, as you read that story, I mean, for me, what impresses me is that ram was probably there all along. But he just couldn't. He just couldn't see it. And this is the way we are about life and why God's word is so precious to us and why we have to stay connected to the eternal purposes, not the things of this world. It's easy to get caught up in the culture and all the wackiness that's going on, the canceling and all this, and you just want to respond in a flesh-like manner. I get that. You know, that's something that we always have to be mindful of, to where we're not honoring the devil, but that we're honoring God. Because when we respond in our flesh, we're honoring the devil. And we need to, you know, again, just like you said, know where you are. You know, why are you here? And what's the next step? And if you're looking to God for that next step, then you're going to be in sync with God's eternal purpose. Because the fact of the matter is that where I'm at now, Denise, in my experience, in the decades of existence on this life plane, like Billy Graham, who said, very rarely, and my exposure to Billy Graham was such, having worked in, you know, a major crusade with him in the mid-80s, he very rarely, if at all, talked about, you know, the end times, you know, specifically. He wasn't much into the prophetic. But before he died, he was asked, you know, are these the end of times? And he said, these are the last of the last days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that a lot of times people are trying, Christians are trying to make themselves perfect, right? Mm-hmm. We try to be good people, and we forget that there's nothing good in us. And so we can have negative mindsets just as much as people who don't know Christ, but we have the answer in Scripture. The question is, are we going to apply it to our lives?
Exactly.
And so just like Peter, we can say, God, I've got a better plan. You know, that doesn't involve me going through any suffering. Can I share that plan with you? I mean, in 2020, I had melanoma. and it was out of nowhere while I was supposed to get on a plane, and it's one of my chapters in the book as well. And then I later had COVID, a very serious case of COVID, and I lived through both of those. And of course, afterwards, I sort of felt like Donald Trump when he said, "I feel so powerful. I'm now gonna no longer get COVID again." Well, December 27th, you know, here I just got COVID again. I've got long COVID right now. Then they said I had skin cancer again. I thought, this is right before the launch of this book. You know, Lord, can we talk about this? Like,
yeah.
I thought that was part of my testimony. Like, I'm good. We passed that.
I'm walking in victory. I'm giving you the glory. Yeah, exactly. All that good stuff, yeah.
But he said, this is preparation. You see, I don't think we want the suffering, but it's preparation. You're stewarding a message I'm giving you. And you're going to walk it out. And it's going to be hard, but you're going to walk out through all these different mindsets. And we think about it, the human condition. People feel part of this seeking to be perfect. Oh, I shouldn't be anxious. Oh, I shouldn't be depressed. Listen, we live in a fallen world where the death rate is 100%. We're all dying. Mm-hmm. We don't know who or how or when or anything. Of course we're going to encounter anxiety in this world. Get over it. But how do we encounter it? Mm-hmm. Do we encounter it with Christ, who in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, sweating blood, okay, he encountered anxiety, but he prayed. He submitted to God's will. And I think that's what we're sometimes not willing to do. We want control. We want our way. We don't trust God. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really, that's the unbelief, if we're willing to admit that, and then repent of it.
Yeah. We're pain aversive. We don't want pain. And that's part of our human condition. So often it is in pain where we find, you know, where we find Jesus and find God. And then, you know, like the Bible says, those who know their God will do mighty exploits. It's not so much about the mighty exploits. It's the knowing of God. And knowing of God in those painful moments that are so excruciating and crippling.
Yes.
Right?
Mm. Well, I remember the first time I had COVID, I notified my son. I called him because I was getting sepsis. They had released me, and then I was going right back. Mm. And I basically wrote a note to my kids telling them how much I love them. And it was one of those moments where people were, it was like almost a viral type post, but it was my heart, was I'm okay to go now. That's my timing, but I love you. And when I was there in the hospital room and I was getting up and fighting, you know, I've got cords coming out everywhere, you know, monitor my heart and, you know, IVs on both arms because they messed up, you know, oxygen. And I'm making myself get up and walk around the room. I'm fighting. Mm. And when I talked to the Lord about it, I thought about, you know, Paul, and it's better for me to be with Christ. But I feel like it's necessary for me to be here. And I was just sort of negotiating with God about it. He said, you know, Denny, there's going to be pain here. Mm. And it was like, can you lay that down? Mm. Yes, I can lay that down. Your purpose is God. But it's so hard. We're just so naturally bent on our thoughts and not God's. But He can renew them if we're willing. And, you know, the scripture says to let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. That's Ephesians 4:23. And Isaiah 26:3, when we're feeling anxious, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And it's a fight. You know, I think people are afraid to be let down again. Mm. You know, we're afraid to hope because the reality is life is hard.
Yeah.
But we have an overcomer who's already overcome it all, and we can overcome.
Yeah. Yeah, do you trust Him?
Yes.
I mean, the Bible is real clear, and I had to deal with this here recently, Denise, myself. And I found myself trusting everybody else but God. And God, you know, took me back to the Word, and it's real clear. God is the only one that we're to trust. And it was so amazing how liberating that was. I go, you know, and that's what happens when you are in alignment with God and His purposes. It is liberating. I mean, the captives that have been held are suddenly released. And I mean, it is such a feeling that, you know, I don't know about you, but once that happens, it's like, okay, if that's this, then what else is there that I need to be liberated from, right?
Amen. Yes. It's so freeing. And I think there's like a, I guess it's in the final chapter about the mind of Christ, because, you know, what is the mind of Christ? It's the thoughts of God born out in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit is a definition I've given it. And it happens as we renew our minds. And part of having the mind of Christ, I liked what one of my professors said, the mind of Christ is the goal, but not the means. It's not like this little, you know, thing that sort of happens to us. We are given it as we, you know, accept Christ as our Savior, but how do we walk in it? How do we have it? And I think first paramount is recognizing the mindset we're operating in,
mm-hmm.
you know, exploring that through God's Word. You know, then that brings us to repentance of the sin involved in the mindset. Yes, sin is involved there. It could be unbelief. It could be, you know, we're negative or angry at someone. There's an underlying root there. And then return to the mind of Christ. Ask God, Lord, help me to have your thoughts. And how do we get his thoughts? It's not going to be just by hoping for them. We've got to be engaged
exactly
in God's
mm-hmm.
word. You
well,
know?
renewing more than implies that is that there has to be an intentional commitment. And the fact of the matter is that the reason that you need to renew, it says that by definition, is that one time you had the mind of Christ, believe it or not. And what you're doing, you know, you've been impacted by the wilds of this world, the culture and that, and you have forsaken the mind of Christ. Now you can renew it. And so you go, okay, so I go back and I reapprehend God's intention, what God says about me, and that, you know, scientists, you know, if you want to follow the science, says clearly that there are things that happen within the mind construct. I mean, even for people who are devoted addicts to drugs and that, they have demonstrated time and again that they get their minds renewed. And it's interesting how the biology of their mind is even affected.
Yes.
Right?
Well, you know, I think, yes, and I think about we can have our brains on idle, I-D-L-E. You know, we just want to veg out. We're just worn out. We're stressed out. Why not listen to worship music, or why not, if you're really tired, listen to scripture.
Mm. Right.
Because idle time leads to I-D-O-L time, and yeah. we need to, as it says in 1 Peter 1:13-15, prepare our minds for action. We've got to engage our minds on truth. Keep sober in spirit. Set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to the revelation of Jesus Christ as what? Obedient children. Do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yours in ignorance. Just like the Holy One who called you, be your holy yourselves also in all your behavior, which includes your attitudes, your thoughts. And so we have to be engaged. And that's what Make Up Your Mind is all about. And it's there's mercy in there. I just want to encourage people. We look at all the biblical characters who've gone before us, who, well, not all in all Scripture, but many, who have some have been successful, some have not.
Yes.
And that gives us hope.
Yeah. And God says it's still on between us. I'm still there with you to help you to the end. Denise Pass, congratulations on the book. Thank you.
Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.